Not at all. Morning, Jess.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about the work the committee does in relation to transport and the light rail in particular?
Yeah, so we're an urban think tank for Sydney. We look at a range of issues that are affecting Sydney and cities in Australia, and that can range from planning to transport to the environment to the economy. And our aim is to make Sydney the best city in the world to live and work in.
Well, that's a very good aim to have, I think. In what ways would the light rail improve the city's infrastructure and image?
You mentioned that it's been a pretty tough project. There's been a lot of disruption and delays to the project. It was actually supposed to open quite a bit earlier. It's been over a year delayed and had construction problems and problems with retailers and shops closing along the route. But I think we need to remember that there aren't that many cities in the world that can currently boast that they're launching, a $3 billion light rail system that's going to go through the centre of the city. So it has been a really hard transition, but I think it's going to be fantastic and really revitalise the CBD.
There seems to be lots of benefits of the light rail, and people are getting quite excited. But what improvements do you think the state government could make to ensure that it's, operating at its peak and it's really used to its full advantage?
Yeah, I think people need to remember that George Street a few years ago was not a particularly pleasant place to be. It was really congested. It was full of buses, not moving particularly far or fast. So if you look at George Street now, it's a lot of it is pedestrianised. It feels like a very European-style boulevard. It certainly looks a lot more appealing than it did a few years ago. But one thing we are urging the government to look at is perhaps running light rail services later into the night. We've obviously had a really big debate over the last few years about nightlife in Sydney and how we could do more to promote our nighttime economy. A really big part of that is transport. So at the moment, we think that the light rail will run till about 1 a.m. We're encouraging the government to think about running it later, even over things like weekends, to give people the confidence that they can get in and out of the city safely and conveniently.
Absolutely. It seems like it would be a huge benefit to commuters and to Sydneysiders and visitors who want to experience the city during those later hours.
And the big thing is it's not just for people, going out for entertainment. You've got to think about nighttime workers. The cleaners and the nurses and the call centre workers who, perform really important tasks that help the city function whilst most of us are asleep. They often have really limited transport options to get to and from work. So let's not just think about people going out, particularly over the Christmas period, as important as that is, but also the people who've got quite often thankless tasks working at night.
Absolutely. The most positive thing I think that I can take away from everything that you're saying right now is that these are very achievable changes that can be made. These aren't big structural changes that would cost billions of dollars and take, years ago more. These seem like very doable things.
Yeah, and certainly if you look at other cities around the world, Melbourne famously runs its train service 24 hours a day on a weekend. London has introduced a 24-hour service on the underground over weekends. There are cities like San Francisco and Toronto that run tram services all through the night. So we completely accept that there are certain times when you've got to stop services to look at things like maintenance, but we think we can do better and we can follow the lead of other cities in having services later into the night. Mm. And that would be a massive boost for our nighttime economy that really has struggled over the last few years.
Absolutely. These are all improvements that can be made to the light rail, and that's what we've been focusing on this morning. While I've got you, do you think that there's anything we could do to the existing heavy rail to help commuters and revelers and everyone who kind of wants to utilise the city's transport systems?
It's a really good point. I mean, if you're in Western Sydney and you want to come in for a night out into the CBD, sometimes your option will be either to take a fairly early train home or to get an expensive taxi journey back to where you live. So we definitely want to see government looking at some of those suburban train services, which again tend to finish at around 12:30, 1 a.m. Look at perhaps extending those an hour or two. which would not only allow people from the outer suburbs to come into the city, but people in the city to actually go out and explore some of those suburbs themselves and hopefully be mutually beneficial.
Absolutely, James. Unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you very much for joining us this morning.
That's all right. Thanks for your time.
That was James Holm, Director of Advocacy at the Committee for Sydney, talking to us about what improvements could be made to the upcoming light rail system here in our beautiful Sydney City.